శ్రుతిస్మృతిపురాణానాం ఆలయం కరుణాలయం నమామి భగవత్పాదం శంకరం లోకశంకరం శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాదరాయణం సూత్రభాష్యకృతౌ వందే భగవంతౌ పునః పునః ఈశ్వరో గురురాత్మేతి మూర్తిభేదవిభాగినే వ్యోమవద్వ్యాప్తదేహాయ దక్షిణామూర్తయే నమః. ఓం సహనావవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. సో లెట్ అస్ చాంట్. జాగ్రత్స్వప్న సుషుప్తిషు స్ఫుటతరా యా సంవిదుజృంభతే యా బ్రహ్మాది పిపీలికాంతతనుషు ప్రోతా జగత్సాక్షిణీ సైవాహం నచ దృశ్యవస్తుతి దృఢ ప్రజ్ఞాపి యస్యాస్తి చేత్ చాండాలోస్తు సతు ద్విజోస్తు గురురిత్యేషా మనీషా మమ. బ్రహ్మైవాహమిదం జగచ్చ సకలం చిన్మాత్ర విస్తారితం సర్వం చైతద విద్యయా త్రిగుణయా శేషం మయా కల్పితం. ఇత్తం యస్య దృఢామతి సుఖతరే నిత్యే పరే నిర్మలే చాండాలోస్తు సతు ద్విజోస్తు గురురిత్యేషా మనీషా మమ. శశ్వన్నశ్వరమేవ విశ్వమఖిలం నిశ్చిత్య వాచా గురోః నిత్యం బ్రహ్మ నిరంతరం విమృశతాం నిర్వ్యాజ శాంతాత్మనా. భూతం భావి చ దుష్కృతం ప్రదహతా సంవిన్మయే పావకే ప్రారబ్ధాయ సమర్పితం స్వవపుః ఇత్యేషా మనీషా మమ. So we had looked up to the point, first line we had seen, which is Shashvannashvara Vishvameva Makhilam Nishchitya Vacha Guruhu Sarvanchaitata Vidyaya Trigunaya Ashesham Nityam Brahma Nirantaram Vimrishata Nirvyaja Shantatmana. So శశ్వన్ నశ్వరం, దట్ లైన్ వి స్పెంట్ అ లాట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ అండ్ దెన్ కెన్ గివ్ ఇట్ థ్యాంక్ యూ. సో శశ్వన్ నశ్వరం వి హెడ్ లుక్ డెట్ దెన్ వి ఆల్సో స్పెంట్ టైమ్ ఆన్ వై దట్ వాచా గురోహో ఇస్ సో ఇంపార్టెంట్ దట్ ది ప్రమాణ అలోన్ ఫైన్లీ కెన్ నెయిల్ ద ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ దేర్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ సత్యం, ఓన్లీ సద్ వస్తు, and everything else happens to be dependent upon it, right? So that understanding can only come from a Gurur Vacha. So you can get an understanding of a relative transience of things by purely using your buddhi. There's no difficulty with that, and in fact that is the starting point. The starting point for coming to this understanding is first we have to use what we already have available to see Viveka. See, your definition of Viveka is what? Nitya Nitya Vastu Viveka. How are you going to get Nitya Nitya Vastu Viveka? That is Adhikarittvam. So, if you recall, what did Swamiji say about that? What is that Nitya Nitya Vastu Viveka? It is not, because Tattva Bodha tells you Viveka is Nitya Nitya Vastu Viveka. Correct? If you already have that, then you are Adhikari or Jnani? If you have that viveka, that clear discrimination between nityam and anityam, are you an adhikari for jnanam or are you a jnani? How? If you already know what is nitya and what is anitya, atma nityaha sarvam, I think it says that after that, right? And everything else is anityaha. If you have that adhika, if you have that knowledge, you are adhikari or jnani? So Look at what I'm trying to say. So what is Viveka mean? So if you recall, Pujya Swamiji always says that initial Viveka is Purushartha Viveka. You cannot take within Purushartha, which Purushartha will give you Nitya, which will give you Anitya. You have an understanding. Otherwise, if Atma Anatma Viveka is there is no difference between Adhikarya and Jnani. We'll have a little difficulty there in that area. And Swami goes further to say, what is Viveka? Viveka starting point is to be able to see two things which are different as different. You know? So, I don't know if you heard his story about two people had two horses and had to distinguish the two horses. Alright? So they decided, okay, how about this? I'll paint the tail different color. Okay, paint it. He painted red color, he painted, let's say. After a while, rain came, red got washed away. Now, how do you distinguish between the horses? So I'll paint stripes like zebra. Okay, stripes were painted, that also went away. Then they had a discussion again, what to do now? Then they said, your horse is white, mine is black. So, the point is, you know, what was already very clear, two horses are different, why do you need some special method to distinguish them? You don't. So, basic Viveka is being able to distinguish what is different just by using your common sense. Unfortunately, sometimes common sense is, in fact not, sometimes, usually common sense is uncommon. Therefore, the difficulty comes. So, Viveka, Swami will say, first thing is an ability to see the difference. So that Viveka we should have. And that Viveka, I am saying, is possible without Shruti coming to picture. You should be able to see a horse as a horse and a buffalo as a buffalo. That much Viveka we have to have. We shouldn't be wondering how to distinguish between horse and buffalo. Then Vedanta cannot work on me. Right? That Viveka starts. Then when you come to the point of doing this Nitya Anitya Vichara, you can go a long way. You can see, for example, that, you know, pot is nothing but clay. You can go that far. You don't need Shruti for that. Shruti is needed for you to see that, okay, you can even make the conclusion that no karya is other than the karanam. You can go that far also. But as I said, you will end up with a lot of, you know, adi karanas. Gold is one karana, clay is one karana, copper is one karana, aluminum is one karana, plastic is one karana. So you seem to have so many. So why not we have many karanas for the jagat? Possibility. There your viveka alone cannot do the job. So to say, Shashvan Nashvara Vishvameva Makhilam. Akhilam Vishvam, to say it's Nashvara, I'm saying, you need what? Shastra Pramana. Only that can show you that there is only one Satyam. How can I show only one Satyam? By showing there is only one Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam for the entire Jagat. If you can show one Karanam, then we have our logic straightened out. Karanam is always Satyam. Karyam is Karana Ananyam. Means Mithya. So we can apply our logic. But until you can see single Karanam, you cannot talk of entire Jagat being Nashvara. You can say pot etc. are Nashvara with respect to clay, ornament, earring, nose ring etc. are Nashvara with respect to gold. But you cannot make a universal statement. That's why I am saying that this phrase can be looked at in two ways, right? One, Shashvan Nashvara Meva Vishwam Akhilam. That Evakara makes all these words make it necessary to bring Nishchitya Vacha Guruho. But in practice, I am saying there are two parts to it. Before you get to Shruti or understand Shruti, even you understand Nashvaratvam to a large extent. By your experience, by Viveka, plain Viveka of what is what. But to get to that Sarvam Akhilam Vishvam Nashvaram, for that understanding, I am saying Vacha Guruho becomes extremely important. Does it make sense? That Guru's word, I am trying to show you where it's needed. Because everything need not come from Guru's word. White is horse is white, black horse, they are different. I don't need any Guru for that. Right? I don't need a Guru to tell me that, you know, a pot is not different from clay. I really don't need a Guru for that. In fact, I will say, either the potter involved, Guru cannot tell me they are the same. But when it comes to saying that the entire jagat is a karya of one karana, that one karana you cannot arrive at by any logic. Pratyaksha is not possible because you were not here when the Vishwa was came into manifestation to start with. It is still continuing to come to manifest. See, there is no such thing like one creation. It's a word. Understand this clearly, that creation is not one event in time. Although there is a point, like let's say in our dream. Let's say you had a dream for 4 minutes. Right? In that dream, let us say you saw the entire evolution of the earth. Just for hypothesis. Now, what do you call creation? It is evolving through the entire 4 minute dream that you had. What is the creation now? Is it the first second? Is it the second second? Is it the third second? Is it the last second? So usually we use the word creation to just mean, people use it to word to mean something which is totally absent comes in. What I'm saying, creation actually is a continuous process. A plant, a sapling comes. Sapling is destroyed. That, you know, the two cotyledons come out. They are destroyed. And out comes more leaves. Then flower comes. Flower is destroyed. You get a fruit. Fruit is destroyed. You get the seeds. So this creation and destruction are never two separate aspects in reality. And after this happened, you know, next generation, there will be a cross-pollination. Some new breed will come out. So I'm saying manifestation is continuously happening. But even with, for our argument, I'm saying, to see how did the world come about, you have to be at the first second of the creation. And nobody could have been at the first second, because you are part of the creation. Therefore, Pratyaksha Pramana cannot establish what? One Jagat Karanam. In fact, if you were there and you saw the Vishwam, then you were there and you saw the Karanam. Still it becomes two. You cannot establish anything. And if you don't have Pratyaksha Pramanam, where is the question of Anumana? Doesn't exist. So you should see clearly the fact that when it comes to the Jagat Karanam, you have no Pramana in Pratyaksha, Anumana. If those two are dismissed, you will see everything else will go anyway. Because Upama requires again Pratyaksha, right? Anupalabdhi also is in some extent it requires. So I'm saying, you will find everything will fall apart. Therefore, Pratyaksha is called Jeshta Pramana. The most important, Mula Pramana, Jeshta Pramana, Adi Pramana. You will hear all these words for Pratyaksha. And that Pratyaksha Pramana itself is Mithya to say. Pramata is Mithya, Prameya is Mithya. Means all of them are Nashvara. You cannot rely on these five Pramanas. Then we discuss how therefore it becomes important and necessary to have a Pramana outside of your five senses. And that Pramana is Shabda, Shastra. And that Pramana, when it comes to Adrishta, the words can be Pramanam. But when it comes to this Vastu, Brahma Vastu, Vachyartha is useless. See, to tell you, if you did Ekadashi Vratam, you know, you will get all that you wished for that morning before you started fasting. I can say, and you can believe it. You don't need a teacher. You can read this and understand. Vachyartha is enough. But when it comes to Atma Vastu, when you cannot objectify it, when Vachyartha falls flat on its face, then I'm saying Guru becomes important. See the place for the Guru. We are not saying you need Guru for everything. And as Swamiji says, there is no surrender to the Guru. The surrender is only to the Pramana. But Guru, unfortunately or fortunately, is part of the package. Because the Pramana cannot do its job by itself. You need somebody to make you see what the Pramana is saying. Because it is not Vachyartha. Okay? It is not. It is unlike anything else in the world. It is the truth of the searcher, the seeker, or a dhundar, as you would like to say. You know, dhunta hai, Hindi word. You're looking. So he would use the word dhundar, Hindi English mixed. So he's searching. The one who is searching doesn't know that he is what he is looking for. This understanding is very. Not very, is not possible to get unless you have this external pramana wielded by a guru. This was how we saw nishchitya vacha guruho, that nishchaya is only possible when you see eka karanam abhinna nimitta upadaka upadana karanam for the jagat. When you see that, then you can say, just like clay is the only karanam for the world of the pots and pans, etc., are nothing but clay. The ring and necklace, etc., are nothing but gold. In the same way, to be able to say entire jagat is a karya and therefore is nashvara, you need to have understanding of one karana. And that one karana is presented by the guru on the basis of the shastra. Is that clear? Then the second part is what now, having done that, nishchitya vacha guruho, lyap is sitting there, nishchitya. So something has to be done, it is not the mukhya karya. That is very clear. What should you do then? Nityam brahma nirantaram vimrishata nirvyaja shantatmana. Nityam brahma nirantaram vimrishata. Vimrishata, verb equivalent. What is vimrishata? Dhatu is mrish. Vichara, meaning of vichara. What is vimrishata? What case and number? 3-1 of vimrishat. And what is vimrishat? Shatra means doing vichara. Okay? Nityam brahma nirantaram vimrishata. For the vichara, will it require an object or not? What is the object? Brahma. So brahma is 2-1. Vimrishata, brahma vimrishata. Now you have two more words, nityam and nirantaram. Where do these go? Nityam can be nityam brahma. What do you mean? That brahma which is nityam, which means it negates anityam. Correct? Can also have the word nirantaram qualifying brahma or not? That which has nothing, no space in between. It is only one, continuous. Nirantaram, one way of looking at it, nityam and nirantaram as adjectives to Brahman. But another way also can be done. How? How do you do this vichara? What is the manner of doing vichara? Adverbially we can bring in nityam, not once in a year. Guru Purnima, Guru Purnima day, I do vichara. Or Vijayadashmi, Vijayadashmi day, I do vichara. That doesn't work. Nityam. Nityam I do whole year, but I do for 1 minute a day. No, nirantaram, without gap, without breaks. I went to Rishikesh for 1 month, no vichara. Now I will start tomorrow. Next, 2 days later I am taking 5 weeks off. I have some work to do. I will come back and do vichara for one more day. Then I will take 1 day off. This is not necessarily nirantaram, okay? This is also a little gross. Really, nirantaram means even as you do anything. See, really, vichara is not required for Atma, in a way. Once you understand. Because pratibodha viditam matam. Right? In every cognition reality that is there, in the subject and the object is Atma or Brahman. You can never miss it. It is not something to be remembered. Oh, I would vichara, I would vichara. The fellow who has to remember the truth of that fellow is also Brahman. But until it is known, vichara is needed. Okay? So this nityam nirantaram saying can be taken in both manners. Okay? And again, this vacha guruho can be dehli deepanyaya. It can go with shashvannashvara vishwameva akhilam nishchitya vacha guruho. And vacha guruho nityam brahma vimrishatam. Both ways it can come. Because the guru is telling you what? He made you do some shravanam. You understood something. Then job should be done. What is vimrishatam now? What is vichara? What is shravanam? Shravanam is not mere listening. It is vicharatmakam shravanam. Always. There is a process of thinking and understanding what is being said. It is not swallowing. Pumpkins need not be swallowed. In fact, they should not be swallowed. Therefore, vichara is always necessary. Therefore, again, you need that vimrisha. That vimrish means vichara. So if you look at a dictionary, you will find two possibilities. One can be V means visheshena. That's how I'm taking it. V could also be viparita. If you take viparita, you will get a completely different meaning. So there are two possibilities here. I am taking it as vishesha. Okay. So vicharam means, why vicharam? What is mithya? Yad vicharam na sahate. Another way of looking at mithya. Yad vicharam na sahate. When you question the reality of a pot, the pot vanishes. There is no pot. Vicharam na sahate. It cannot handle vichara. So this vichara has to be of that kind, an inquiry. It is not just listening. Shravanam is not mere listening. It requires you to think about it and understand what is being said. Having done some vichara, what happens? You get some understanding, but first the doubts can come in terms of, is this what Shastra is saying? Is it saying there is only one Brahman, or am I misunderstanding something? Doubts will come. And one place it said Trivitkaranam, one side it said Panchikaranam. My doubt is whether there were three elements from which when Jagat came, or was it five elements? I'd have a doubt. More vichara is needed now, because I have a doubt. Shruti seems to be contradicting herself. One place she says Trivitkaranam, Chandogya, and in Taittiriya it says Panchikaranam. What do we do? Part of vichara, from where? Guror Vacha. Why Guror Vacha? Shruti said only two things. Where is the analysis? Brahma Sutra. Tattu Samanvayat. All Vakyas have a purpose in showing that Samanvaya, one single Eka Vakyata of the Veda. And there it tells you, Shruti neither has a commitment to Trivritkaranam, nor does it have a commitment to Panchikaranam. Trivritkaranam means Akasha, Vayu and Agni, these three were the ones which formed the entire universe. Panchikaranam is Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Apaha, Prithivi. Question is, which one? One is five element model, one is three element model. I can even make them similar by saying we just didn't mention two others. Okay, sorry, three is not Akasha, Vayu, Agni, it is Agni, Apaha, Prithivi. Sorry. So that Amurta elements were discounted, were not mentioned. You mention them, it's okay. But suppose there was another Shruti, suppose, which said there were 10 elements, we have no problem. Because our tatparyam, our commitment, is not to say this. See, if indeed there was a real creation, an absolutely real creation, then this all details become very, very important. But when my tatparya is only to show what? There is only one karanam. Everything came from that. And karyam is not different from karanam. Karyam is mithya. Now whether one karanam, from there you got 25 to start with, or 5 to start with, or 55 to start with, what difference does it make? I am not saying Panchabhuta is wrong. Please understand. But if you were to try to hang on to it, I will say I have no commitment to it. Shruti has no commitment. Shruti has only one commitment. To show what? Sarvam Khaluvidam Brahma. The method is Karya Karana. To show there is only one Karana. That is all we care. Do you agree with one Karanam? Yes. Whether it's Panchabhuta or Panchavimshabhuta, we don't care. 25 or 5, we don't really care. But the model is very beautiful. That we cannot deny. The model is very beautiful. Because the whole world you see in terms of five. Five senses, five objects, five types of data coming in. Therefore, five says makes a lot of sense. Why water only has got taste element? Why Akasha is sound? As I said, if you question too much, I don't have to prove anything to you. I will say, that is not my commitment. You have a new model, come up with one. I don't care. So, this Vimrishatam should include this vichara to understand that there is no contradiction within Shruti. Otherwise, Shruti's Pramanyam will be questioned. So at first level, Vimarsha will include the understanding of the Pramana being what it's saying, you understand clearly. Then what? Pramana, I understand what it says, but doubt comes from elsewhere. That calls for what? Mananam. I have to be able to see. Mananam is never based on Shruti. Shravanam is entirely Shruti based. Mananam is you have to answer questions coming outside of the Shruti. You have to be able to see that what the Shruti says prevails, that what is coming from outside, if it is contradictory to Shruti, is not right. Which requires what? You have to be able to see the flaw in the logic of what is coming from outside the Shruti. You cannot answer a doubt coming from outside Shruti by Shruti Vakya. Because that fellow will tell you, you take your Veda and you keep it in your house, in your puja room. I don't believe in it. You answer me on my turf. So you have to go to his turf and answer him. Which means what? What can his turf be? If his turf is logic, then you have to see the flaw in his logic. When you see the flaw, it unravels. There will be a flaw. Why? Because we are clear, to start with, the teacher at least should be clear, that position I am taking is defensible 100% because I see it to be my reality. Therefore, any other position, if I am 100% sure that this thing flying around is a mosquito, then any other position, no, it's a bee, it's a different kind of insect, I have to only show you it is not. Because I am very sure it is a mosquito. Right? So that conviction, that clarity has to be there. And now the only thing is, I have to see where is the problem in your thinking. If I show it to you, mananam is happening. This is called what? Again, vimrashatam. Because this is how the problem is. First, I don't know Shruti is pramanam. We nailed it at Guru Vacha, etc. in that first line itself. Now, having heard Tattvamasi, I have to do Vichara. I have to see, is this what Shastra is saying? Yes, Shastra is indeed saying, you are Jagat Karanam. But doubts come from outside. Mananam has to handle it. Okay. Let us assume Mananam is also done. Now what comes? Yes, I understand Shruti says this. I also have tried to nail all my doubts. I am okay now. I still feel I am only this much. I feel that way. Why? Habitual thinking. That again requires what? Whenever that habitual thinking comes, I need to do the opposite vritti based on my understanding. I need this person to accept what I say. No, I need not. I can be comfortable without accepting my position. I need the sun to be shining bright for me to be happy. I don't like this gloomy weather. No. Weather can be what it is. I am the one who is aware of the gloomy weather and the unhappiness of the mind about the gloomy weather. I am untouched. I am the unblemished presence, consciousness, which is the cause for all these things, including these fancy ideas I have. So, this is again what? Vimarsha. Vichara of it, not a fresh vichara, but the vichara which was done is being brought back. So here vimarsha can be taken as paramarsha, bringing back to your mind what you have thought about. Okay? So nityam brahma nirantaram vimrashata. So doing this, you have to do this vimarsha over and over and over. Until when? The clarity is total. So if you now go back and look at your, see, what is it doing? It is also teaching you the method of understanding. What did you do in the Upadesha Panchakam? Sadhana Panchakam is called Upadesha Panchakam also. Okay. So, what did that say? Vedo Nityam Adhiyatam Taduditam karmasvanushtiyatam teneshasya vidhiyatam apachatihi kamye matistyajyatam. Then papaugaf paridhuyatam. Correct? Bhavasukhe doshonu sandhiyatam. Correct? Yeah. Atmechavyavasiyatam nijagrihaturnam vinirgamyatam. Does it sound familiar? Okay. What did we see there? Study the Veda, do the karma, then do the puja of Ishvara, kamye matis tyajyatam, give up these fancies that you have, papaugaf paridhuyatam, give up all these samuha of papas, bhavasukhe doshonu sandhiyatam. What is that? Shashvanashvara vishvameva makhilam. I'm just trying to show you, samanvaya, how it all works. Atmecha vyavasiyatam. Get that mumuksha. That this moksha is all I need. And for that atma I have to know. Atmecha vyavasiyatam. Vyavasiyatam what dhatu? Sho antakarmani. That determinative faculty. Vyavasayatmika buddhi eka iha. That is vyavasaya. That determination. No doubt. No reason for you to move off your position. That is vyavasaya. Therefore, atmecha vyavasiyatam. The only ichha has for atma, nothing else. Nijagrihat turnam vinirgamyatam. Quickly run away from your house. When? After papaugav paridhuyatam. It assumes that you have become an adhikari. Understand that. It's not before you become an adhikari. Until you become an adhikari, you better keep karma, otherwise trouble. Arurukshor muner yogam karma karana muchyate. Karma is the means for one who is still to become, gain this antakarana shuddhi. Yoga there is antakarana shuddhi. Then what? Arurukshor muner yogam karma karana muchyate. Yoga rudhasya tasya eva. Tasya arurukshahu, for the person who is desiring to mount on this horse of yoga, for that same person, not for another person, but now he is yoga rudhaha. He has already climbed. He has already got antakarana shuddhi. For him what? Shamakarana muchyate. Sannyasa can come then. But if you don't have, then what? If you don't have this yoga, then dukkham. You will get only dukkham. Because you want to be a sannyasi and you want to sit in a cave and meditate, mind will take you back to samsara because maturity is not there. Therefore, here when it says, turnam vinirgamyatam, it is for a person who has got maturity. Okay? Sangasatsu vidhiyatam. You have to get satsanga. Bhagavato bhaktir dhridha dhiyatam. You have to have dhrida bhakti in Ishvara. Shantyadif parichiyatam dhridataram karmashu santyajyatam. Understand the futility of karma insofar as moksha is concerned as a direct means. That you have to understand. It is pakasya vanhivat jnanam vina moksho na vidyate. For cooking, you can have rice, you can have water, you need a vessel, etc. Yes. But what is main? Agni is sakshat karanam for cooking. Everything else is what? Arat upakarakam. They all help you. You can't cook rice without a vessel. I'm not saying you don't need it. But what is the direct cause for cooking? Fire. What is the direct cause for moksha? Jnanam. What is the direct cause for jnanam? What is the direct cause for jnanam? Pramana. Correct. Pramana vyavahara. Pramana vyavahara. What is the indirect requirement for jnanam? Adhikari. So what do you need for adhikarittum? Karma yoga, etc. Therefore, it's not that karma has no role. But understand, sakshat karanam for moksha is jnanam. And sakshat karanam for jnanam is only pramana vyavahara. Therefore, here, now, he has come up to what? Shantyati parichiyatam. Gather right attitudes. Amanittam, adambittam. Shantyadi includes all that. Dridhataram karma ashu shantyajyatam. Having gained that pakvam, that that preparedness, quickly drop all karmas. Why quickly? Because you recognize the complete futility of karma. But most of us drop karma because we think dropping karma is required. If we drop karma because I want to drop it, means I better hold on to it. Anything you want to drop, you have to hold on. Because you have raga dvesha, that's why I want to drop it. When it drops off because you don't see any purpose on it, it drops off. It doesn't ask you, can I drop off? If I want to, you know, I have water and I want to make it ice, I will not go and put it on the fire. It would be stupidity, because I know fire won't do the job. I have no use for the fire. So same way, when my job is to make water hot, I will look for fire. I will not look for a refrigerator. So that clarity is what we need. So that, when it's there, then what? Sadvidvan upasrupyatam. You approach a guru. I'm showing how all this is covered in this one verse in a brief way. Sadvidvan upasrupyatam. Approach a vidvan. Then what? Anudinam tat paduka sevyatam. Every day you press his feet. Means do seva, do service to him. Brahmaikaksharam arthyatam shutishiro vakyam samakarnyatam. Brahmaikaksharam arthyatam. Ask for, pray for what? That Brahma akshara jnanam. Pray for that one thing. And where do you get it? Shutishira vakya. Shutishiras is what? Head of Shrutis is what? If the Shrutis were to have a head, that would be Vedanta. Okay? Though Anta would look like a tail. We don't say Shruti Puchha. We say Shruti Shiras. Because the Sthana is like the head. The most important aspect of Shruti, the entire vision of the Shruti is in Vedanta. Eka Vakyata is sitting there. Both for Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda. Karma Kanda is for Karma Yoga. Therefore, it has only a position of making you prepared for this Jnana Kanda. So, the purpose of the Shruti is only in the end. Therefore, Shruti Shiras. Shruti Shiro Vakyam Samakarnyatam. Listen to it well. Means inquire into it also. Then what? Having done that, Vakyarthascha Vicharyatam. Vicharyatam. May Vichara be done on the Vakyartha. Not as Vachya, understand the Mahavakya, understand Tatpada Vichara you do. All that is brought in by Vimrishatam. All of this. You have to do Tatpada Vichara first to understand what is the meaning of Tat. It is Shodhanam, it is called. You have to do Shodhanam, means you have to ring out the exact meaning of Tat and Tvam. It is not Vachya, because Vachya is completely opposed. The two things, Tat and Tvam, are totally opposed to each other. Therefore, you have to do Shodhana, that is Vimrisha, Vichara. Then Tatpada you do Vichara. Then do Vichara on the equation. And that whole thing is said by what? Vakyarthascha Vicharyatam. Alright. Then I say, this Shruti is saying some story. It's not correct. I'll tell you what Vaisheshikas say or what Buddhists say. Spiritual, my teacher, I have had a Buddhist teacher, he tells me everything correctly. Where is the Pramana now? Pramana Buddhi is not there. That is called what? Nastika. If you don't believe without a Pramana, we call that Nastika. Astika is that it is true. Nastika is there is no truth. Then, how should you argue or how should you go about trying to assimilate what Shruti says? Shruti matas tarkonu sandhiyatam. Shruti mataha tarkaha. That tarka which is in keeping with the Shruti, you go with. Which means, if you have understood that the only pramana, you have no pramana in your five pramanas to understand Jagat Karanam, on what basis can you argue with me, you tell me? To argue about Jagat Karanam with your logic is as ridiculous as saying, I think the color of this background is yellow, is green or red. How do you know, sir? My ears tell me so. What can you argue with him? Somebody says the background behind me is red because my ears tell me so. What do you argue? What will you tell him? How can you know color with your ears? That's the question, right? But do you ask the same question when somebody comes and says, no, no, this philosophy says that about Jagat Karanam? Do you ask this question? How do you know Jagat Karanam, sir? By what pramana? You think it is within the realm of logic. Even though we discuss pramana at length, we still think that this whole Jagat Karanatvam is available for logic. He's a very smart guy, he can have logic. But you have to see clearly that logic cannot be there. Why? Because Pratyaksha it doesn't have access, therefore Anumana cannot have access. How can you bring logic? Your logic is purely extension. I have seen that bread requires a baker and it requires the flour. It has two different karanas. You do not have abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. I don't agree. Therefore, I am saying, my philosophy is, there are two karanas. There is one Ishvara sitting up there in heaven. That's his position. And with good reason, because he cannot see anything else locally like that. But can it be the same karanam for the whole jagat? It may be. It may not be. If you don't have means to see it or prove it, don't say it is false. You say, I cannot prove it. You can argue there are many karanas. I can argue there is one karana. Neither of one has a clinching way within the Pancha Pramana. Then what do I say? I say, my Shruti is Pramanam. He says, I don't accept it. I don't have to convince him. I don't have to convince him. What I have to see is that his basis for argument is no basis. Logic is no basis to argue with Mannam. No, he says he has his Shruti, his own scriptures. Now what does it amount to now? It is my scripture versus your scripture. If your scripture is good, mine is also good. Fine, sir, my scripture is transparent. I am willing to argue about it. I am willing to talk about it. Are you? If you are, let us see. Then you should be able to see a flaw in the way it is presented in that scripture. Something will be wrong. That is mananam. Therefore, what should be the way of approaching mananam? Mananam means, as I said, answering doubts or queries which are coming from outside the Shruti, not based on a Shruti Vakya. How do we take it up? The argument from my side, from person who is a mumukshu, who takes Veda as a Shastra, as a Pramana, should be, the benefit of doubt should be given to Shruti, not to logic. My logic must be, there must be something wrong in my thinking. Shruti cannot be wrong. This is what Shruti Matas Tarkaha. Therefore, that Vimrishatam I'm expanding, okay? Shruti Matas Tarkonu Sandhiyatam. So you have to take to logic which is in keeping with the Shruti. The Shruti herself provides a lot of logic. Like what? Vacharambhanam Vikaru Namadheyam Mrityike Ityeva Satyam. Shruti is rich in logic. It tells you about the example of Shruti is like, in some ways, not scientific, but it helps you assimilate. So Shweta Ketu is called by his father and told, okay, bring a beaker of water. I'm using beaker only for science purpose, okay? Bring one cup of water. Alright, put a lump of salt in it. Okay? Go. Tomorrow morning you bring it back. Alright. Do you see any salt in it? No, sir, I don't see in it. So there is no salt. No. Now you see, taste it. You taste the water from the top of that container. What is it? Lavanam, salty. Taste on middle. What is it? Lavanam. Taste at the bottom. What is it? Lavanam. Although it's not available for your pramana called the eye, it's available for another pramanam. Understand the logic. Right? You can see that one more pramanam has access. Just because you cannot see something, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It does exist, and it exists all over. Top, bottom, middle. how can something come from a subtle, how can the gross world come from a subtle thing? Sir, I don't see. It's not logical. Okay. Mr. Shvetaketu, that is your doubt? Okay. Where are we sitting right now? Under a fig tree. Can you get me one fig? Yeah. Open it. He opens it. What do you see? I see seeds. Millions of seeds. Take out one. Open it. Break it, probably with a needle. What do you see? Nothing. Where did this tree come from? This big tree? From a seed, yes? Did it come from nothing? You are not able to see. It is too sukshma. But the entire tree is there unmanifest in that little seed. Just because you are not able to appreciate it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So this way we try to show how our logic can be flawed. So Shruti itself has tarka. Shruti matas tarkor sandhiyatam. That is how you do vichara. Not vichara saying, my friend and I are discussing this on Facebook or on some other news group, and there are 50 people giving different arguments. Everybody has arguments. But you have to first understand what is the basis for an argument. Many times, if you get involved, like Nayayika will argue based on his own language, if you get into his ring without understanding system, you will definitely be defeated by him. Because he starts off by saying there are 9 tattvas. Abhava is one tattva. Abhava is a tattva? And abhava is of 3 types. What? Pragabhava. Atyanta abhava. You know? Pradvamsa abhava. All these abhavas. When do you need a visheshana, sir? When do you need a qualifier for something? If there are 2 things which are of samana jati and you can't distinguish 2, you need a qualifier. Why do you need a qualifier to distinguish 2 abhavas which are not there in the first place? Abhava means non-existence. For a non-existent thing, you need qualifiers? Vandya putra. You know? A son who was never born to a woman. No, that fellow is tall or short is my question. What is the meaning of this? But until you start questioning his system, his arguments may appear okay to you. So I'm saying the flaw may not be easy to spot, because it is like, you know, these nations will host a match. Cricket match, you come to my country and play. Pitch is made, rigged up to your, friendly to your team. You know, you have only spinners. Make the pitch be full spin pitch in cricket. And then you put 4 spinners, he has no spinners. He will lose the match. And now you won on home turf. He will say, Ajao, come back to my, come and play a match in my country. There he will have only pace. Spin will do nothing. So they will win the match. Is this the way it is? No. We have to understand what is the flaw and remove it. Therefore, I am saying, Shruti matas tarkon sandhiyatam. Then what? Brahmasmiti vibhavyatam aharahar garvav pradityajyatam nidhyasanam. Having removed my doubts by doing vimarsha, this vimrishatam, nityam vimrishatam, guror vacha vimrishatam, by the Shruti's vakya taught by the teacher in a proper way, I do vichara. That is what we are trying to do here. Then what? Brahmasmiti vibhavyatam, do nididhyasanam. Regularly see that I am what the Shruti is telling. Otherwise, it will not appear to be real to me. Brahmasmiti vibhavyatam aharahar garvav parityajyatam. Give up this wrong identification, the pride associated with the upadhis. Dehe aham matir ujyatam. Dehe aham matir ujyatam. Give up this notion of I-ness in the body. I have so far said the body is me, the mind is me, the senses are me, not in so many words, but by saying I am fat, I am tall, I am thin, I am sick, I am intelligent, I am smart. All this is identification. So all this you give up. All this is part of what? Nididhyasanam right now. Assuming I have understood, and it's only habitual tendency with which I am continuing in this line of thinking. Therefore, deheham matirujyatam budhajanaihi vadaf parityajyatam. Don't go to a Pujya Swamiji and argue with him. You are wrong, I am right. going with a preconceived conclusion without an open mind is not helpful. Because if I go to an argument with a position, it's all right. But is the position negotiable or non-negotiable? Are you open to revising your view or you are not? This is what Swamiji used to say. When you go to the interfaith dialogue, they want to convince you. They never want to get convinced. If you show him everything, is he willing to change his position? No. Then what does he want dialogue for? Just to keep you quiet. The Mandu Hindu has to agree to become Christian, get converted comfortably and not resist it. For that you have dialogue. Keep the semblance of dialogue. But Pooja Swamiji is too shrewd for it. What does he say? After dialogue, what are you going to change your position? No. Then it's not a dialogue. It is not a samvada. Okay? It is not vivada. What is it? It is either jalpa or vidandavada. Which have no purpose. The dialogue has no purpose except to either prove you wrong or to say whatever you say is wrong. You know? There is no other purpose. This is not vada. This is not tarka. Therefore, he says, don't go into an argument with a person who knows with your own fixed position. Because what is the purpose of the vada? Are you going into it to understand realities or are you going to it for establishing what you think to be truth? So that is part of vimarsha again. How to do vimarsha? And then, so up till then he goes on to shudvyarisha chikitsyatam. So therefore, dustarkat suviramyatam shrutimatastarkuna sandhiyatam. I left dustarkat suviramyatam. Give up this dustarka. Tarka which is not in keeping with the way Shruti wants you to look at it, give it up. Because holding on to that will prevent you, will make it difficult for you to assimilate what Shruti is saying. Essentially what all this is saying is go into that vimarsha vichara with an open, alert mind. Not with a closed mind. Because a closed mind is not available for vichara. It's only available to try and hold on to a conclusion. Against reason, against pramana. So I'm saying all these things you saw in Upadesha Panchakam or Sadhana Panchakam is said by what? Up till this verse is said by the two words, lines we have seen. Shashvan Nashvara Vishvameva Makhilam Nishchitya Vachaguruho Nityam Brahma Nirantaram Vimrashata. Up to that we have come. Next part is Nirvyaja Shantatmana. We will pick that up in our next class. Okay. Om Purnam. Did someone say anything? Sorry. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.